I would like to talk today about a very, very important but also very difficult subject.
Danas bih voleo da govorim o jednoj veoma, veoma važnoj, ali veoma teškoj temi.
Teškoj temi. Yeah. what is something needs to be arranged?
Excuse me, Maher,
yes? No.
They say to turn off the light.
Turn on the light. On the light. Should we do it?
Do you need the light? Maybe it's good for us.
It is a nice atmosphere with light, no? Yes. Yeah. I was also thinking it may be a little dark. Yes. So we can... Wow. Thank you. You had a right decision. We will talk this evening about emotional fulfillment in Krishna consciousness.
Danas ćemo pričati ove večeri o emocionalnom ispunjenju u svjesnosti Krišne.
What are emotions?
Šta su to emocije?
Well, very simply put, they are an essential aspect of our mind.
Jednostavno rečeno, to je jedna suštinska osobina našeg uma.
There is something in this world which is called emotional intelligence.
Postoji nešto u ovome svijetu što se zove emocionalna ili osjećajna inteligencija.
Yes. Research has found out if a person is happy inside his mind, he is able to do many, many things.
Istraživači su pronašli da ako je osoba srećna unutar svoga uma, u mogućnosti je da uradi mnogo, mnogo stvari.
If a person is unhappy, however, that's one emotion, he cannot actually do any activities.
A ako osoba na neki način nije sretna, onda ne može uraditi ni jednu vrstu aktivnosti.
By these sad emotions, people even develop incurable diseases.
A i zbog tih tužnih osjećanja, ljudi razvijaju skoro neizlečive bolesti.
Whereas people who are sick but have very positive emotions in their lives are reported to even cure diseases like cancer, which are considered to be incurable.
A s druge strane, ustanovljeno je i prijavljeno je da ljudi koji imaju najzgledne izlečive bolesti kao što je rak ili tako neke druge, ali imaju pozitivan stav unutar sebe, oni leče čak i takve bolesti.
It has been seen that emotions are actually, or healthy emotions are actually more important for the human being than things like material success in terms of financial success or fulfilling sexual life.
I utvrđeno je da zdrave emocije su za čovjeka mnogo, mnogo važnije i više ispunjavajuće nego čak i neki financijski uspjeh ili seksualno uživanje.
Yes. The emotions actually describe the human reality.
I emocije ili osjećanja zapravo otkrivaju ljudsku stvarnost.
Yes. The human being is a homo emotionalis.
Ljudsko biće je homo emocionalno ili homo osjećajno.
Yes. He makes his decision on the basis of this feels all right or this feels very, very bad.
I ono donosi svoje odluke na osnovu toga da li se čini da je ovo dobro ili je loše.
Yes.
Veoma
yes.
Dobro ili veoma loše.
Yes. I think this is known to all of you.
I mislim da je to poznato svima vama.
I will not talk in detail about this.
Tako da ne bih pričao detalje o tome.
Now, it has often been seen that people or persons who enter the spiritual path of Krishna consciousness but who feel not emotionally fulfilled leave it.
Često je primećeno da kada neke osobe dođu u svjesnost Krišne, ali ne osjećaju to emocionalno ispunjenje, da onda napuste društvo.
We have even seen that devotees have climbed very high on the ladder of institutional hierarchy by becoming sannyasis, leaders and gurus, but if they did not really feel fulfilled in their lives, emotionally fulfilled. They felt very miserable, and after some time were not able to maintain the situations in life.
Također smo vidjeli da mnoge osobe koje su u našoj instituciji na hijerarhijskoj lestvici dostigle jako, jako visoke položaje i postali sanjasi, guru ili GBC, ali pošto nisu neki od njih osjećali emocionalno ispunjenje unutar sebe, da su nakon nekog vremena napustili svoje položaje.
So we now have to see what to do with our youngest member in the audience. No, he is a wonderful child.
On je predivno dete.
But he is a child.
Ali je dete.
That means he must scream in the and express himself emotionally. That's very important.
To znači da mora oko da vrišti i da sebe izrazi emocionalno.
But we have to now ask the question: is the lecture the right place to do this?
Ali da pitamo da li je lekcija pravo mjesto da se to radi.
Maybe you go for the lecture and play with your child, and then after the lecture we have a slight presentation which the child likes very much. Because he will, I guarantee you, he will feel totally bored with what I say. He can maybe paint something.
Možda je mogao da crta nešto.
At the moment he is the center of the universe, so he doesn't want to leave, you know.
And today is his birthday also.
Oh, today is his birthday. Oh, wait.
Čekaj,
Magdalena.
It's plastic or it's real?
No, it's a real. What is the name of your maledice?
Jayananda.
Doji. Jayananda, for you, it's your birthday. No, yeah, not that. For you, it's a table.
Very shy.
Vanaji, you please take. Yes. And then after some time, Jayananda, you can come in again.
No.
But he will soon be happy with painting and different activities. So slutky, our Jayananda. Hare Krishna. So, I would like to now ask you sometimes it is seen, yes, when people enter Krishna consciousness, they learn so many new rules.
I sad bih htio da vas pitam, da, to je već viđeno. Neki ljudi, novi ljudi dođu u svjesnost Krišne, nauče toliko puno pravila.
Everything is defined.
Sve je definisano.
It seems to be very much in the head.
Izgleda već da imaju sve toliko u glavi.
Where's the ljubav?
Ali?
Ljubav, where's the ljubav?
Ali gdje je ljubav?
Yes, where is the heart?
Gdje je srce?
Sometimes people follow a path where they follow so much austerity.
Ponekad ljudi slede put koji je jako pun strogosti.
Young men who are very passionate are told brahmachari, brahmachari, brahmachari.
It's told to him?
No, young men, yes. Uh-huh. You talk to young men uh-huh. they have to follow brahmachari. Uh-huh.
Da, i neki put se kaže mladom čovjeku, ti slijedi brahmachari, ti trebaš da budeš brahmachari.
Don't look at the woman.
Nemojte da gledate na žene.
After some time, amore, where's my amore? And then they fall in amore.
I onda padnu u ljubav, zaljube se.
And then they are totally surprised.
I onda su potpuno iznenađeni.
Oops, I have emotions in me.
Oh, pa imam emocije neke u meni.
Yeah. But because it seemed it was not possible to express these emotions of love, they feel frustrated.
Ali pošto je izgledalo da ne mogu da ispolje te emocije i ljubavi, da se zbog toga osjetili frustrirani.
And they are so disturbed that you seem to not be able to have a normal conversation with them.
I ostali ste jako veliko uznemirenje zato što izgleda da ne možete imati normalni razgovor sa njima.
This, by the way, is not a Krishna conscious phenomena. It happens in all world religions, in the monastic orders.
I usput da kažemo, to nije fenomen koji se dešava samo u društvu za svesnost Krišne, nego se dešava također i u drugim religijama kod ljudi koji su uzeli monaški red.
I have heard many old devotees express to me that my emotional life has come to a halt. To a halt, to a stop.
Mm-hmm. I mnogi stari bhakte su mi rekli, o, moj emocionalni život se zaustavio.
Yes, not duhovni, emocionalni život. Yes, yes. Let us now study the scripture if this is actually what Krishna consciousness is all about. To stifle the emotions, to stop the emotions.
I sada hajde da vidimo da li ovaj proces svjesnosti Krišne zapravo, da li se u njemu radi o tome da zaustavimo svoje emocije.
Let us ask the question, is only one emotion allowed, that is love of God and other emotions?
Hajde da pitamo sada, da li je dozvoljena samo jedna emocija, a to je ljubav prema Bogu, a ostale ne?
There is a very nice session in the 8th chapter of the first canto where Queen Kunti's prayers are perpetrated by Srila Prabhupada.
Postoji jedno jako lepo poglavlje u Srimad Bhagavatamu, to je prvo pevanje, osmo poglavlje, gdje je Srila Prabhupada davao svoje komentare na molitve kraljice Kunti.
After a long emotionally very rich or even turbulent life, Queen Kunti prays to Krishna, oh, Krishna, please let my emotions flow only to you, like the river Ganga, who only flows towards the ocean.
I kraljica Kunti se molila, nakon jednog veoma, veoma bogatog i turbulentnog emocionalnog života, molila se Krišni, o dragi moj Krišna, dozvoli da moje misli teku prema tebi kao što Ganga teče prema okeanu.
When I read this the first time, I thought, oh yes, here is a statement that our chance is to only go with our emotions to Bog.
I onda, kad sam ja to prvi put pročitao, ja sam rekao, pa da, ovdje lepo piše, izgleda jedina naša šansa da je da naše emocije usmerimo prema Bogu.
And I was feeling, this is possible for the highly advanced souls, but what is with me?
I onda sam razmišljao, to je moguće za jako uzvišene i napredne duše, ali šta je sa mnom?
I have so many emotions.
Ja imam toliko puno emocija.
I'm so creative.
Ja sam tako kreativan.
I like to talk with nice people.
Ja želim da pričam sa finim ljudima.
I like to appreciate nature.
Želim da cenim prirodu.
I like music.
Ja volim muziku.
I like these certain devotees. I like certain devotees.
Aha, volim određene bhakte.
And I also like my mother.
A također volim i svoju majku.
This is not God.
Pa to sve nije Bog.
What is the chance for me?
Kakve su moje šanse?
So I very, very intently studied Prabhupada's purport.
I onda sam veoma, veoma pažljivo studirao, proučavao Prabhupada's smisao.
I really wanted to find out, is Krishna consciousness practical for me or not?
I zapravo sam zaista htio da pronađem da li je svjesnost Krišne praktična za mene ili ne.
Yes. And I was surprised how Prabhupada writes in this purport that I was not surprised, I was relieved. how he said that you cannot stop the human emotions.
I osjetio sam jako veliko olakšanje kad je Šila Prabhupada rekao da ne možemo zaustaviti ljudske emocije.
Feelings like friendship.
Osjećanja kao što je prijateljstvo.
Even of love and disappointment.
Čak i ljubav i razočarenje.
They are natural.
Oni su prirodni.
They cannot be artificially stopped.
I oni ne mogu biti veštački zaustavljeni.
But Hare Krishna. Is he well engaged, our Jayananda?
Ja se lepo zabavlja tamo naš Jayananda.
Good.
He has a friend.
Dobro. But they can be directed towards Krishna.
Ali one se mogu usmeriti prema Krishni.
I can have friendships in Krishna consciousness.
Mogu imati prijateljstvo u svjesnosti Krishne.
Like Bhakti Granta is my prijatelj.
Kao što je Bhakti Granta moj prijatelj.
And we are always enthusiastic when we meet each other.
I mi smo uvijek entuzijastični kad sretemo jedan.
When I saw Bhakti Granta, I was honking the horn.
Kad me danas vidio Maharaj, odavno svirao onako na trubu.
Yeah, yes, and I understood you can bring your emotions into Krishna consciousness and just have also some Krishna consciousness in the emotions.
I onda sam također vidio da možemo doneti svoje emocije u svjesnost Krishne i imati nešto svjesnosti Krishne u svojim emocijama.
At the end of this purport, Prabhupada makes a very, very nice point which explained it very good.
I na kraju tog komentara Šila Prabhupada je dao jednu veoma veoma dobru poentu koju objašnjava.
He said when two people like each other, let us say as friends,
i rekao je kad dvoje ljudi vole jedan drugoga, da kažemo kao prijatelji,
they need the light of the sun.
Oni trebaju svjetlost sunca.
Because only then they can see each other.
Jer jedino onda mogu vidjeti jedan drugoga.
In the same way, when people come together, they need Krishna.
Na sličan način, kad ljudi dođu zajedno, potreban im je Krishna.
Because when Krishna is present, they can actually see each other.
Zato što kad Krishna je prisutan, oni mogu vidjeti jedan drugoga.
They can understand each other as spiritual souls.
I mogu shvatiti jedan drugoga kao duhovne duše.
It's only when the Krishna sun leaves away, leaves a relationship, it becomes in very dark even.
Jedino kad sunce Krishna napusti taj odnos, onda postane čak i veoma mračan, veoma taman.
I can imagine that some of you had un-Krishna conscious friendships.
Vjerujem da su neki od vas imali prijateljstva koja nisu svjesna Krishna.
You know these friendships are only based on the body and on the mind.
I znate da su ta prijateljstva zasnovana samo na telu ili na umu.
But the real person is not known, that the soul is not known, or there is no consideration of this.
Ali tu uopšte nema nikog razmatranja o pravoj osobi koja je u stvari duša.
When I give lectures in a marriage session, I say this marriage is a marriage of three people.
I kada dajem svoje lekcije na ceremonijama venčanja, onda kažem ovo je venčanje između tri osobe.
When the parents of the children are there, what?
A kad to čuju roditelji djece, kažu šta?
Do you have this in Serbian? Three triangle relationships? Dreiecks Beziehungen?
Da li to imamo u srpskom jeziku? Kako se to
kaže? Ljubavni
trougao.
Ja, ljubavni trougao. Bravo, mazam. These are the most problematic relationships which exist.
I to su najproblematičniji odnosi koji postoje.
Man and woman.
Muž i žena.
But then the man has another woman.
A onda muž ima drugu ženu.
This is a what is that word?
Ljubavni
trougao. Yes.
I to je ljubavni trougao.
It's the worst thing you can imagine.
To je najgora stvar koju možete zamisliti.
Imagine your wife has another man who thinks very nice man, wow, dobro, fine osoba, you know, how can is it now a relationship or not? Make up your mind, he or me.
Žena koja ima nekog drugog muškarca da gleda ga, ovo vidi kako je lep i fin, ovakav i onakav, pa čekaj malo, šta će da bude s našim odnosom? Će biti nešto ili neće? Da, baš je tako.
But in Krishna consciousness we need a third osoba. Krishna!
Ali u svjesnosti Krishna treba nam treća osoba i to je Krishna.
Just like when you have two people, you need the sun.
Baš kao kad imate dvoje osoba, potrebno im je sunce.
Otherwise they don't see each other.
Inače ne vide jedan drugoga.
Tibo is recording all of this. Yes. So, when we should invite Krishna in all our relationships.
Tako da trebamo pozvati Krishnu u sve naše odnose.
When Krishna leaves the relationships, darkness comes.
Kad Krishna napusti odnos, onda tama dolazi.
And the darkness means things like lust or greed or selfishness enter and make everything impossible.
A ta tama znači da dolaze požuda, pohlepa, sebičnost i sve te stvari čine život i stvari nemogućim.
So Prabhupada is explaining this very nicely in the 8th chapter of the first canto.
Tako da Srila Prabhupada je to jako lepo objasnio u osmom poglavlju prvog pevanja Šrimad Bhagavatam.
If you study the scriptures, you will find examples of personalities who have a rich emotional life.
Ako proučavate spise, naćete primjere jako puno osoba koje su imale veoma bogat emocionalni život.
Krishna is really there.
I Krishna je zaista tamo.
They are engaged in their personal development. They are engaged in their personal development.
I oni su bili uključeni u svoj lični razvoj.
In Zagreb, I was thinking very much about the life of Narada Muni.
Kad sam bio u Zagrebu, jako sam puno razmišljao o životu Narada Munija.
Do you know, before he became Narada Muni, he was already on his spiritual search.
Da li znate da pre već nego što je postao Narada Muni, on je već bio na putu duhovne potrage.
He was a beautiful heavenly being.
On je bio jedno predivno nebesko biće.
And Gandharva.
Gandharva.
Who had a beautiful voice with which he attracted many, many women to his side.
I imao je jako, jako lep glas sa kojim je privukao mnogo, mnogo žena ka sebi.
It's described that once there was a dance teacher who taught 50 beautiful women how to move in heavenly angel dance.
I bio je jedan učitelj plesa koji je učio 50 nebeski lepih žena kako da plešu taj ples anđela.
So Narada Muni in his previous life was coming by and he was singing some song.
I u svom prošlom životu Narada Muni je prolazio tuda i onda je pevao svoju pesmu.
Na, 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 na. And when the dance teacher was just teaching them, dun, dun, he made like dun. And then he opened his eyes and he saw all his pupils were following this beautiful man who was singing.
I onda taj njihov učitelj, dok je uradio nekoliko pokreta rukama, dok je otvorio svoje oči, vidio je da svih njegovih 50 učenica su otišli s tim čovjekom koji je lepo pevao.
His pupils had left him.
I njegovi učenici, đaci su ga napustili.
They were going with this heavenly
i otišli sa tim nebeskim pevačem.
He was not like Bajega. He was really good. He was really very, very good.
He is zaista veoma, veoma dobar.
So that was Narada Muni in his previous life.
To je bio Narada Muni u svom prethodnom životu.
When in that life he left his body, he had an instrument in his hand.
I u tom životu, kada je napustio svoje telo, ima instrument u svojim rukama.
And he was playing raga.
I svirao je jednu ragu.
And he died.
I onda je umro.
This is dying in style.
To je jedan umirući stil.
Umiranje
sa stilom.
Yes. It's dying style.
No, that is dying in style. Dying in style, to je umiranje sa stilom.
Yes. And he glorified actually the Lord.
I on je zapravo slavio ili veličao Gospoda.
So then he was reborn as Narada Muni.
I onda se rodio opet kao Narada Muni ovog puta.
He was the servant, the son of a female servant.
I bio je sin jedne sluškinje.
His father is not really known. It is understood that he left when he was Narada Muni was still very young.
I njegov otac zapravo nije poznat i smatra se da je njegov otac napustio dom još kad je Narada Muni bio jako jako mali.
So when he was quite young, four great saints camped for the time of the Kartikvrata or the Chaturmasya, not Kartikvrata, Chaturmasya, at his house, and he was engaged in serving them their food and washing their clothes and such things.
Jednom još dok je bio mali dečak, četvoro mudraca su došli u njegovu kuću za vrijeme Chaturmasye, to je jedan period koji traje 4 mjeseca kad mudraci ne putuju, i onda on ih je služio tako što je prao njihovu odeću, tako što je donosio hranu koju su jeli i tako.
When you stay together with great, with saintly people and serve them, you will actually develop a taste in what they do.
I kada zapravo ostanete neko vrijeme u svete osobe i kad ih služite, onda razvijete ukus za ono što te osobe rade.
That's a secret how you can obtain taste in your spiritual life. Stay where saintly people are, just listen to them and serve them.
I to je tajna napretka u duhovnom životu i razvijanja ukusa. Vidite gdje su svete osobe, odite u njihovo društvo i ostanite s njima.
Yes, yes. Then you will get an ukus.
I onda ćete dobiti ukus.
Yes. So when they left, Narada Muni actually wanted to go with them. He had so much taste in their life. Yes.
I zapravo kada su oni otišli, Narada Muni je htio da ode sa njima zato što je dobio toliko puno ukusa za duhovni život.
But his mother requested him, "You're my only protection, and my only purpose of living actually. Please stay at least until you have completed your schooling and your education."
Ali njegova majka je rekla, pa ti si moje jedino utočište, moja jedina zaštita. Molim te, ostani bar dok završiš svoje obrazovanje, svoju školu.
And Narada Muni followed, of course, the request of his poor mother.
I Narada Muni je naravno sledio zahtev svoje jadne majke.
One day, listen to this, his mother, who was engaged in milking the cow, came back to the house being carried by 4 men.
I sada, slušajte ovo pažljivo, jednog dana njegova majka, koja je muzla kravu, vratila se jedno večer kući tako što su je nosili 4 ljudi.
She had actually been bitten by a poisonous snake.
Zapravo je ugrizla otrovna zmija.
And Narada Muni, by the time she arrived at home, she was dead as the effect from the snake poison.
I dok je Narada Muni već došao kući, ona je već bila mrtva od efekta ugriza te otrovne zmije.
The little boy had no father, no mother.
Mali dečak nije imao ni majku, ni oca.
Do you know what he did?
Da li znate šta je uradio?
He set fire to the house.
Podmetnuo je vatru u kući.
He placed his mother in the house.
Stavio je svoju majku u kuću.
And put fire on the house.
I zapalio je kuću.
That was his cremation of his mother.
To je bila kremacija njegove majke.
What was going on in his mind when he did this? To destroy a house?
Šta se dešavalo u njegovom umu kad je to uradio, da uništi kuću?
Usually a funeral pyre is used for that.
A uobičajeno je da se pravi pogrebna ta kremacija za to.
Well, he felt, I will leave the house.
On je razmišljao, ja ću napustiti kuću.
I will now go and search God.
Ja ću sada ići i tražit ću Boga.
That was his response.
To je bio njegov odgovor.
It said in the Bhagavatam he went north.
A opisano je u Bhagavatamu da je otišao na sever.
What lies in the geographical area of north in India?
Geografski gledano, šta leži na severnoj strani u Indiji?
Himalajas, yes. He went to the Himalayas.
Da, otišao je u Himalaje.
This means something in India.
To nešto znači u Indiji.
Usually people who go to the Himalaya don't return to the world of man.
Uobičajeno je da ljudi u Indiji koji odu u Himalaje, oni se ne vraćaju više u svet ljudi.
They become monks.
Oni postaju monasi.
We can be very glad that Madhva Muni and his wife and Mahapurushika have come back from the Himalayas.
I trebamo biti jako sretni da nam je drago što se Madhva Muni Prabhu i njegova supruga i Mahapurushika Prabhu vratili sa Himalaya.
Usually someone who goes there doesn't return. They just stay there until they die.
Uobičajeno da kad neko ode tamo, tamo i ostane i više se ne vraća i ostane tamo sve dok ne umre.
So Narada Muni went to there and somewhere he actually met the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
I Narada Muni je otišao i tamo negde je našao i sreo se sa svešnjom božanskom ličnošću.
The little boy lived alone in the forest.
Mali dečak je živeo sam u šumi.
And at one stage he started to cry tears of Rupa.
I u jednom, na jednom nivou počeo je da plače sa suzama ljubavi.
And then the Lord appeared before the little boy.
I onda se Gospod pojavio pred malim dečakom.
And he spoke so lovingly to him.
I govorio sa tako puno ljubavi njemu.
This is a very emotional, fulfilling life.
To je veoma emocionalno ispunjen život.
When he left his body.
Kada je napustio svoje telo.
He actually had his spiritual body.
Onda je dobio svoje duhovno telo.
I born. He actually, it is described, his spiritual body came out of his heart, a beautiful being.
I opisano je da je duhovno telo izašlo iz njegovog srca jedno predivno biće.
And from that time he is Narada Muni.
I od tog vremena on je Narada Muni.
He's dressed in saffron like a brahmachari.
Obučen je u šafran kao brahmachari.
And he goes around in the universe to instruct devotees who need his instructions how to return back home, back to Godhead.
I putuje širom univerzuma da daje uputstvo baktama koji žele uputstva kako da se vrate kući nazad Bog.
My dear devotees, such spiritual growth as we have heard in this story is exciting.
Dragi moji bakte, takav duhovni rast, kao što smo čuli u ovoj priči, jako je uzbuđujući.
And it is emotionally fulfilling from the beginning to the end.
I jako je emocionalno ispunjavajući od početka do kraja.
Prabhupada once gave an example which is quite, if you look at it, it's a genius example which tells you how the perfection of the end stage is already visible in the beginner stage, but not fully developed, but it is visible.
Srila Prabhupada je jedan genijalni primjer kako savršenstvo onoga koje je na kraju također može biti vidjeto kod onoga koje je na samom početku, ali koje još nije manifestovano u potpunosti.
I was thinking of this example when I drove through Novi Sad and saw one mango sign. Mango sign was there.
Sećam se sada danas kad smo vozili kroz Novi Sad i tamo sam vidio jedan znak na kome je pisalo mango.
Yes. It was some fashion sign, but Prabhupada used the mango as an example to make a very difficult spiritual point.
Normalno to je bila reklama za neko odelo i tako neku odeću, ali Srila Prabhupada je koristio primjer mango da naglasi jednu veoma, veoma važnu duhovnu pojavu.
He compared our spiritual life with a mango.
On je uporedio naš duhovni život sa mangom.
In the beginning it's a green mango and at the end it's a fully mature yellow.
Na početku to je zeleni mango koji još nije zreo, ali na kraju to je potpuno sazreo i potpuno razvijen žuti mango.
The tastes are a little different. The green taste is a little bitter and the mature mango is slatki.
i različiti su ukusi. Zeleni ovaj mango, on je malo gorak, a ovaj zreo mango, on je jako sladak.
But both the beginning of spiritual life and the end of spiritual life is already spiritual life. It's a mango.
Ali duhovni život, i početak i kraj, to je duhovni život, kao što je i na početku i na kraju mango mango.
Only with different tastes.
Samo sa različitim ukusima.
But the taste of the perfection is already in a very subtle form there at the beginning.
Ali taj ukus savršenstva je u jednom veoma, veoma suptilnom obliku i tu na početku.
Someone who is very interested in spiritual life, he will see, even he may be a beginner, but there's already some ecstasy there.
Neko ko je veoma zainteresan za duhovni život, možda je i početnik, ali vidjet će da je neki zanos tu.
Now, but you need to be able to taste this.
Ali trebate biti u mogućnosti da to okusite.
All of you must become experts in tasting Krishna consciousness.
Svi vi morate postati stručnjaci u kušanju svjesnosti Krishne.
So that you feel emotionally fulfilled.
Tako da se osjetite emocionalno ispunjeni.
Devotee, why do devotees say I'm not emotionally fulfilled?
Zašto bhakte kažu ja nisam emocionalno ispunjen?
It may have different reasons.
Mogu postojati različiti razlozi.
One reason is that they are just emotionally blocked people.
A jedan razlog je da su možda emocionalno blokirani ljudi.
We find many such people coming to spiritual life.
I pronalazimo da mnogo takvih ljudi dolazi u duhovnom životu.
Some problem is there and they want to solve it.
Neki problem je tu i oni žele da ga reše.
Yes. But sometimes they forget that they have a problem.
Ali ponekad zaborave da imaju problem.
In the name of spirituality, they just forget to work on themselves.
U ime duhovnosti oni zaborave da rade na sebi.
Both is necessary, spiritual cultivation and what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu describes working in the garden of the heart.
Oba dve stvari su neophodne. I forgot the first one.
Spiritual cultivation and working in the garden of the heart.
Negovanje duhovnosti i s druge strane rad u bašti svoga srca.
Yes. You know Mahaprabhu's example that Krishna consciousness is like a little plant.
A znate primjer čitanja Mahaprabhu da je svjesnost Krishna kao mala biljka.
Bhakti lata bić.
Bhakti lata biljka.
Biljka, yes. And he says we should cultivate it carefully and be careful about the weeds.
I on je rekao da trebamo da jako pažljivo kultiviramo ili negujemo i da budemo jako, jako pažljivi u vezi korova.
There are six weeds.
Postoji šest vrsta korova.
Kutinat, diplomatic behavior.
Diplomatsko ponašanje.
Activities which are unacceptable on the spiritual path.
Ponašanje koje je neprihvatljivo na duhovnom putu.
An envious feeling towards other people.
Zavidna osjećanja prema drugim ljudima.
The desire to be worshipped.
Želja da budemo obožavani.
To profit in every situation.
Da dobijemo profit ili dobit od svake situacije.
And the desire to be recognized.
I želja da budemo prepoznati.
These are like strong weeds who can sometimes create a problem for the plant of devotional service.
I to su veoma jaki korovi koji nekad mogu prouzrokovati probleme biljci predanog služenja.
They are the feelings which block our emotions.
To su osjećanja koje blokiraju naše emocije.
And we have to address them.
I moramo ih osloviti.
We should not think we are so saintly, we have nothing.
No weeds. Da, mi smo toliko sveti da nemamo nikakvo korova.
I have a spiritual name.
Ali ja imam duhovno ime.
I am initiated.
Ja sam iniciran.
Ja sam perfect.
Ja sam savršen.
Once there was such, there were such disciples.
Jednom su bili takvi učenici.
They thought, we have a guru.
Oni su mislili, mi imamo guru.
Our guru is perfect.
Naš guru je savršen.
Therefore we are perfect.
I zbog toga mi smo savršeni.
They were very arrogant.
I bili su jako arogantni.
And they had not understood that to make spiritual advancement means you have to do your work.
I nisu shvatili da bi duhovno napredovali, da oni sami moraju odraditi svoj posao.
Work sometimes means to go into the garden of the heart and take the weeds out.
A rad na sebi znači otići neki put u baštu srca i čupati korov napolje.
Don't think I just take a guru and then I don't have to be to go in the garden of the heart.
Nemojte misliti sad sam dobio gurua i više ne trebam ići u baštu srca.
I was a gardener.
Ja sam također baštovan.
I remember weeding the weeds was really the most unpleasurable activity of gardening.
I sećam se dok sam čupao taj korov, dok sam se bavio baštovanstvom, to mi je bio najneprijatniji, najneukusniji deo posla.
I like to pick plums and cherries and apples, but weeding the weeds.
Volim da berem šljive i trešnje i jabuke, a da čupam korov.
Bhakti Granta, your gesture is so nice. So sometimes devotees think, I will just have a guru, I will initiate it, and then no need to work.
Tako da ponekad bhakte misle, iniciran sam, imam guru, a i nema potrebe da radim.
So then these disciples did not feel any bliss.
I takvi učenici ne osjećaju nikakvo blaženstvo.
So they went to the guru and said, my dear guru, we are so long your disciples, we want to now feel the bliss of Krishna consciousness.
I onda su ti učenici otišli do tog dotičnog gura i rekli su, dragi naš guru, mi smo toliko godina već tvoji učenici, želimo dokusimo blaženstvo svjetlosti Krishna.
The guru looked at them and saw they were not ready.
I guru ih je pogledao i vidio da nisu spremni.
He said, your heart is still full of weeds.
On im je rekao, vaše srce je još uvijek puno korova.
Even if you get spiritual enlightenment, your weeds will overshadow the whole thing.
Čak i da dobijete duhovno prosvjetljenje, vaši korovi će baciti senku i prekriće sve to.
But the disciples said, if we do not have the full bliss of Krishna consciousness tomorrow, we will leave.
A učenici su rekli, ako sutra ne dobijemo potpuno blaženstvo svjesnosti Krišne, mi ćemo otići.
We are disappointed.
Mi smo razočarani.
No emotional fulfillment.
Nismo emocionalno ispunjeni.
The guru said, okay, let me just make one test with you, if you're ready.
I guru je rekao u redu, hajde sada da napravimo jedan test, da vidimo da li ste spremni.
One last test.
Jedan zadnji test.
And then you will get enlightenment if you pass the test.
I onda ćete dobiti prosvjetljenje ako prođete ili položite taj test.
So he ordered a big basket of fruit.
On je naručio punu košaru voća.
And he gave every one of his disciples fruit.
Svakom od svojih učenika je dao voćku.
And he said, your task is very simple.
I rekao je, vaš zadatak je veoma jednostavan.
You have to eat the fruit.
Trebate pojesti plod.
But you must eat it in such a way that nobody sees you.
Ali trebate ga pojesti na takav način da vas niko ne vidi.
When you have eaten the fruit, come back.
A kad pojedete plod, vratite se nas.
But remember, you have to eat it alone.
Ali zapamtite, trebate ga pojesti sami.
Not together.
Ne zajedno.
No one should see you eating.
Niko vas ne treba vidjeti kako ga jedete.
So they all went in all the directions. After eating this fruit, we will be enlightened.
Jedno su otišli po raznim čoškovima, u raznim pravcima, i rekli, sad ću da pojedem ovaj plod i postat ću savršen, juhu.
Some went in one part of the forest.
Neki su otišli u jedan dio šume.
Everywhere.
Svuda su se.
One was eating an apple, another a banana.
Jedan je jeo jabuku, drugi je jeo bananu.
And they came back, simple test, now we can be enlightened, see, we have finished our fruit.
I sada su rekli, sad ćemo da se vratimo, i dobit ćemo posvjetljenje, vidiš, dali smo svoje voće.
The guru says, one of my disciples has not returned.
I onda je guru rekao, jedan od mojih učenika se nije vratio.
They waited.
Onda su čekali.
One hour.
1 sat.
2 hours.
2 sata.
3 hours.
3 sata.
After 3 hours, this one disciple came back crying.
I nakon 3 sata, taj jedan učenik se vratio plačući.
He said, I have to give back the fruit.
I rekao, ja moram da vratim nazad plod. Počeo.
I could not find any place where I am alone.
Nisam mogao naći ni jedno mjesto gdje mogu biti sam.
I went into the cave.
Otišao sam u pećinu.
I went under the waterfall where it's dry.
Otišao sam ispod vode.
But I remembered you had said everywhere there's God.
Ali sjećam se da si ti rekao da je svuda Bog.
I could not find any place where there is no one who sees me. Who does not see me.
Nisam mogao naći ni jedno mjesto gdje me niko ne može vidjeti.
Guru said that all the disciples were going like, oh, he didn't pass the test, he passed the test.
I onda je Guru samo pokazao na njega i učenici su rekli, a mi nismo položili test, on je položio test.
Yeah, Guru said to me, you always thought this disciple is a fool.
I Guru mi onda rekao, vi ste stalno mislili da je ovaj učenik budala.
But he has understood the first lesson.
Ali on je razumio prvu lekciju.
Everywhere are his eyes. Everywhere his means God's eyes.
A svuda su njegove ili Božje oči.
He sees everything.
On vidi sve.
Hare Krishna. So, let us go back to the main point.
I sada vraćamo se na moju glavnu pointu.
I want to encourage you to live an emotionally fulfilling life.
Želim da vas ohrabrim da živite emocionalno ispunjen život.
And do you know what is the secret how to do this?
A da li znate koja je tajna kako da to uradite?
Have good association with devotees.
Imajte dobro druženje ili dobro društvo bhakta.
Here in Subotica, it's so important that you build a nice Vaishnav community.
I ovdje u Subotici je veoma važno da izgradite lepu zajednicu bhakta.
You should help each other.
Trebate pomagati jedni drugima.
You have a great boon, Bhakti Granta Prabhu and his wife, the incarnations of enthusiasm are here. Anyways, you can't translate it. Inkarnacionski sa entuziastski Bhakti Granta ki jay. So this is my... it is my request to you that you, if you learn to have the association with devotees, you will feel emotional fulfillment.
Tako da to je moja molba ili moj zahtev vama. Ako naučite da se družite sa bhaktama, onda ćete dobiti to emocionalno ispunjenje.
Because Krishna manifests himself through the devotees.
Zato što Krishna manifestuje sebe kroz bhakti.
This is how we poor people in this world can actually see Krishna's hands.
I to je kako mi jadni ljudi u ovom dobu možemo vidjeti Krishnine ruke.
Yes, Krishna's ruki, Krishna's arrangements are very visible through his devotees.
Krishnine ruke ili Krishnini aranžmani su jako vidljivi kroz njegove bhakte.
This will be our strength if we have a strong community.
I to će biti naša snaga ako imamo jaku zajednicu.
If our community is weak, we will also be weak as individuals.
Ako je naša zajednica slaba, onda ćemo i mi kao pojedinci biti slabi.
How does a community become strong?
Kako zajednica postaje jaka?
There are few things.
Postoji nekoliko stvari.
One is there must be the value of caring for the other person there.
Jedna je da tu mora postojati vrednost brige za druge osobe.
And you must express this value.
I morate izražavati te vrednosti.
You must meet.
Morate se sastajati.
And support each other on all levels, physical, emotional, social and spiritual.
I podržavati jedni druge na svim nivoima, fizičkom, emocionalnom, socijalnom i duhovnom.
The second principle is you must meet together and have fulfilling spiritual programs.
A druga stvar je morate se sretati i imati duhovno ispunjavajuće programe.
I saw how some of you were chanting and closing the eyes and you were so happy, yuhu, we are finally doing what we are meant to do.
I vidio sam kako su neki od vas da smo pevali jako onako lepo, entuzijazično pevali, plesali sa svojim rukama. Da, sad napokon možemo to da radimo ono zašto smo
stvorili. Yes, then, spiritually for, you must come together and worship together.
Da morate doći zajedno i obožavati zajedno.
A family which sings together stays together. Hare Krishna.
A porodica koja peva zajedno ostaje zajedno. Hare Krishna.
Toto.
Yes.
In other words, you must live by certain values, that is to care for each other, and then you must have a forum where you gather together and celebrate Krishna.
Drugim rečima, morate imati jedan sistem vrednosti gdje pomažete jedni drugima, brinete jedni za druge, a također morate imati forum gdje se sastajete i zajedno slavite Krishna.
You would see, if you have no relationship with devotees, then you will become so weak spiritually.
I vidjet ćete, ako nemate odnose sa baktama, postajete tako slabi duhovno.
The result is you will be very easily moved by the material energy.
I rezultat će biti da ćete biti jako lako moved.
Pushed.
Influenced. Nošeni materijalnom energijom.
Yes.
A nošeni ovdje.
Title. So here in Subhotisha, I heard from Bhakti Granta that so many nice positive developments are taking place in this direction.
Da, i danas smo pričali baš sa Maharadžom, ja sam upremeo da se jako puno trudimo u tom pravcu, da ima jako puno lepih pomaka i razvoja u tom pravcu.
Finally, before closing, I want to invite all of you.
I konačno, pre nego što završim, htio bih sve da vas pozovem.
Please come on Saturday to the boat in the Dunav.
Molim vas, dođite svi u subotu na brod na Dunavu.
We want to do a Nam Yagya.
Želimo tamo da napravimo Nama Yagyu.
We start at 6 o'clock.
Počinjemo u 6 sati.
And if you know someone who is close to you who has just died, give the name to Mahapurushika, he makes a list.
Ako znate nekoga ko vam je blizak, a ko je skoro umro, mislim nedavno umro, dajte listu Mahapurushika.
We want to dedicate, there are so many parents of devotees who have left the last months, it was like flies they have left.
Postoji jako puno roditelja od naših bakta.
I don't say that the flies, that's not good.
Koji su prošli mjeseci odlazili brzo.
Yeah, so we want to help them to go onwards in their development.
Tako da želimo da im pomognemo da napreduju dalje u svom razvoju.
But the main thing of Nam Yagya, we want to glorify Krishna.
Ali glavna namjena ili svrha Nama Yagya, da mi želimo da slavimo Krishna.
Devotees from Bosnia are coming.
Bhakti iz Bosne dolaze.
And we have this most beautiful boat.
Imamo jedan najprekrasniji brod.
I hope so many devotees come that the boat goes on the ground. We are the first floor of the boat, no problem. It can go on the ground.
I nadam se da će toliko puno bakta da dođe da će Bog da potone dole do zemlje. Ali nije problem, pošto će on biti na prvom spravcu.
Hare Krishna. So emotional fulfillment is possible if you do some weeding in the garden of the heart, huh?
Tako da emocionalno ispunjenje je moguće ako plevite korov u bašti srca.
So that your bhakti lata beach, this plant of devotion, can grow and is not stifled.
Tako da ta bhakti lata biljka ili biljka devocije može lepo da raste i da nije, da ne bude ugušena.
Yes. This is what the guru wanted to teach to his
disciples who were so arrogant that they wanted the enlightenment so
ono,
quickly.
To je ono što je guru htio da poduči svoje učenike koji su bili tako arogantni i htjeli su prosvjetljenje jako brzo.
Sometimes devotees let me express it like this.
Dozvolite mi da izrazim to na sljedeći način.
If you want a very rich emotional life, you have to do something about negative thoughts.
Ako želite zaista bogat emocionalni život, onda morate nešto uraditi sa negativnim mislima.
Do you know that every human being has an average of 32,000 thoughts a day?
Da li znate da jedno ljudsko biće ima u proseku po 32,000 misli dnevno?
32,000 thoughts.
32,000 misli.
These are not 10 thoughts or 100 thoughts.
To nisu 10 ili 100 ili 1000 misli.
32,000 thoughts.
32,000 misli.
Most of them are not helpful.
A većina njih nisu od pomoći.
No one loves me.
Niko me ne voli.
I'm too fat.
Ja sam previše debel.
I'm not talented.
Nisam talentovan.
I'm living in Serbia and the dinar is of no value.
Živim u Srbiji i dinar nema nikakvu vrednost.
I'm working for nothing. Yeah. And these thoughts and this other person doesn't like me.
I onda još mislimo, još ova druga osoba me ne voli.
My life is miserable.
Moj život je bedan.
It's so nice how Bhakti got to learn this gesture. And they come back again and again.
Jedno te misli dolaze iznova, iznova, vraćaju se.
Like, you know, in the CD, you can have one function, repeat, or what is a loop, looping, repeat.
Imate jedna funkcija na CD playeru koja se zove ponoviti.
You must say, at one step, you must say, čekaj, stop.
U jednom trenutku morate reći pa čekaj malo, stop.
Yeah, I want to now think of Krishna.
Sada želim da mislim o Krishna.
And then you will read.
Onda ćete čitati.
And something very good is then you will talk about what you have read.
I onda nešto jako lepo se desi, a to je da ćete pričati o onome što ste pročitali.
That's my secret.
To je moja tajna.
Yeah, I always read, then I talk about it.
Ja čitam i onda pričam o tome.
Krishna. I'm a very selfish preacher. So this is this is my message for you today.
I to je moja poruka vama.
Emotional fulfillment.
Emocionalno ispunjenje.
Meets mental fulfillment.
Za njega je potrebno mentalno ispunjenje.
Think of spiritual things.
Razmišljajte o duhovnim stvarima.
Don't allow that your material thoughts destroy your life.
Nemojte dozvoliti da materijalne misli unište vaš duhovni život.
And emotional fulfillment also means to build up a good Krishna conscious relationships, a good community.
A emocionalno ispunjenje znači izgraditi jako lepe odnose svesne Krišne i zajednicu svesnu Krišne.
Emotional fulfillment can also come when you spread Krishna consciousness to other people.
A emocionalno ispunjenje također može doći kad širite svjesnost Krišne drugim ljudima.
Remember when we did our Ratha Yatra festival here in Subotica?
Sjetite se kad smo imali prošle godine Ratha-jatra festival ovdje u Subotici.
We were so happy.
Bili smo jednostavno tako sretni.
I remember we, everyone was on the place here on the place, and we had torches in the evening.
Sjećam se kako je svako imao tamo svoje mjesto. Onda smo imali baklje uveče.
And then we had the Krishna Shakti band. Krishna Jivani and Damagob.
Imali smo Krishna Shakti band, goste bhakti iz Splita.
Then Jai Pataka Maharaj was explaining everything to the people.
Onda je bio Jai Pataka Maharaj koji sve objasnio ljudima.
And you were dancing.
Mi smo plesali svi, vi ste plesali.
Spreading Krishna consciousness to others gives a lot of fulfillment.
A širiti i davati svjesnost Krishne drugima daje jako puno ispunjenja.
We want to, our plan is to go on the exit festival.
Naš plan je da odemo na exit festival.
This year, yes, must.
Excuse Maharaj. And the mission is to preach or something specific?
No, to contact new people and give them the Krishna consciousness. That fulfills you so much.
Da, Bhakta Bojan je pitao s određenom misijom ili, rekao je Maharaj da sretemo nove ljude, da im damo svjesnost Krišne i to jako puno ispunjava.
What is happening when you spread Krishna consciousness? You see how the light of Krishna consciousness awakens in the heart in another heart.
I šta se dešava kad širite svjesnost Krišne? Vidite kako se svjetlo svjesnosti Krišne budi u srcima drugih.
And that gives you so much security.
I to vam daje toliko puno sigurnosti.
You understand how Krishna consciousness is universally true.
I onda vi počnete da shvatate kako je svjesnost Krišne sveobuhvatno tačna.
It's in the heart of everyone.
Da je ona u srcima svih.
And when through Krishna's mercy, your words or your book distribution or so lights the heart, this light in another heart, you become very convinced in Krishna consciousness.
I onda vidite kako svjesnost Krišne, da li kroz deljenje knjiga ili na neki drugi način, također ubeđuje druge i da budi svjesnost Krišne njihovim srcima, i to vam daje jako puno zadovoljstva.
You become just so happy because you understand that this is universal, this is universally true.
I onda postanete tako sretni zato što shvatite ovo je stvarno sveobuhvatno tačno.
Devotees say, may our family increase.
Bhakte kažu, neka se naša porodica poveća.
It gives you a lot of emotional fulfillment.
I to vam daje jako puno emocionalnog ispunjenja.
It happens also because, you know, Krishna is so satisfied that you help other people, and when Krishna is satisfied, you are also becoming satisfied.
I to se dešava zato što je Krishna jako zadovoljan, i normalno kad je Krishna zadovoljan, onda ste vi zadovoljni.
Do you know when you satisfy Krishna, you become satisfied?
Da li znate da kad zadovoljite Krishnu i vi postajete zadovoljni?
It's like when you pour water on the root of a tree, all the parts of the tree, the leaves, the flowers, the branches, become nourished.
To je baš kao kad dajete vodu korenu drveta. Onda sve grane, grančice i lišće, svi dobiju svoju hranu i budu nahranjeni.
So because we are all parts of the Krishna tree, when we serve Krishna, it is very good for us.
I zato, pošto smo mi deo Krištinog drveta, ili drveta Krišne, kad služimo Krišnu, to je jako dobro za nas.
Prahlad Maharaj makes this point. He says, God is the reality and we are his reflection.
Prahlad Maharaj je to jako lepo objasnio. On je rekao, Bog je realnost, a mi smo njegov ocijelj.
So he says, when someone decorates his face, the reflection in the mirror is also automatically decorated.
I objašnjeno je da kad osoba, recimo, ukrasi svoje lice, onda njen odraz koji vidi u ogledalo automatski također biva ukrašen.
Yeah, when you put the tilak on your forehead, your beautiful image in the mirror is also having a tilak.
I kad stavimo tilak na svoje čelo, onda također naš prekrasni lik koji vidimo u ogledalu također ima tilak.
Yeah, so if we serve Krishna, the real substance, we, that is the expansions, are also satisfied.
A također kad služimo Krišnu, onda mi kao njegove ekspanzije također budemo zadovoljni.
But people who are separating themselves from Krishna in their endeavors to become satisfied are often frustrated.
Ali ljudi koji se odvajaju od Krišne i pokušavaju na svoje načine da budu zadovoljni, veoma često su frustrirani.
Hare Krishna.